morning, Malcolm. Today I've got orange juice.
Oh, really? Well, it is a warm summer's day, so very sensible. Something I've got coffee.
This morning we're going to be talking about how to sustain lockdown ministry long term. And there are a couple of reasons for that. I've been talking to pastors who've just been saying how tired they are, not quite understanding why they're more tired than before. And then I think also some folk are feeling, especially for larger churches, we will not get back to normal in the next few months. It's going to be a year, some are even talking about 2 years before we can really get back to normal. So men are beginning to ask, well, how am I going to sustain this long term? That's our question this morning. So I just say, Malcolm, what are your top three tips sustaining ministry long term in lockdown?
Yeah, well, it is a big challenge. I think people are beginning to realise that it's not going to be over quick, and they're beginning to have to face up to what you've just outlined, John, that it may be a very long journey. Well, for one thing, we need realistic targets and a routine, don't we? Mm-hmm. You can spend uncontrolled amounts of time online if you're not careful, because it's always with you, isn't it? It's always there. There's so much stuff out there to be processed, to be thought about, to be communicated, to be shared, to be downloaded. It goes on and on and on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that has a wearying effect over a long period of time. It's an unnatural way to communicate. And we're not designed to communicate. The whole human connection is kind of distorted, isn't it, by it in some ways.
And I mean, do you think that some men have kind of kicked off with loads of stuff and now they're realizing they can't, they're doing podcasts or whatever, broadcasts so often. Absolutely. They just go on.
Are you talking about us?
Well, maybe. I hope not.
Well, it does feel that way sometimes, doesn't it? And if you are desperately trying to do pastoral work online as well as preparation and fraternals and study and all the rest of it, it's just it's an overload, isn't it? So we need to cut down. We've got to be disciplined as to how much we can realistically do in a day. I was speaking to a friend yesterday who works in a fairly big business in London, but he's doing all his work online, and he says he's exhausted at the end of the day. He's not doing the commute though. He's doing 4 hours less traveling, but he's just as tired as he was when he was doing a commute.
So your first one is a manageable sort of timetable.
Yeah, manageable timetable. Okay. Second thing is you've got to take care of yourself, obviously, and take some time out because of the exhaustion factor. You've still got to have your days off. Or schedule time off with your wife, with your family, if you've got children. Get away from the computer, get out of the house. Things are easing in that respect now. So, and we've got the summer still to make the use of that, because to be locked into the home is unnatural anyway, but then to be pinned down to a screen is another dimension to it, isn't it?
So you've got to make sure you take your days off, kind of thing.
Days off, yeah. I'd say this: technology is a good servant, but it's a poor master, isn't it? So take time out. Yeah. And then the third one on sermon preparation. Well, maybe we try to produce sermons online in the same way we do when we're in the church building or with our normal congregation. And it's a different communication process. It's more tiring for the listener, for one thing.
Yeah.
And it's more tiring for the speaker. So maybe we need to halve our output in one sense. I don't mean dumb it down, but take on shorter blocks of time. So do what would normally be like 35, 40 minutes. Not that I do that much these days anyway, but slice it in half or 220 minutes rather than 135.
So you could kind of prepare one sermon and kind of cut it in half and get yourself two sermons.
Just package it differently.
Yeah.
Take a bit longer. Yeah. Okay. Well, those are a few ideas anyway.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking that, with respect to the tiredness thing, we need to gain know ourselves. Different personalities get energy in different ways. I think some people get energy from being on their own and from being quiet, but others do get energy from meeting people, in reality. and interacting. And if you're that kind of personality, then perhaps you do need to meet people. Obviously, it's socially distanced, but just, you know, put in to get out and meet some people.
Yeah,
and talk together, you know, in the flesh, as it were.
You could divide your congregation into pockets, couldn't you, and meet them at different times in the month, you know.
Okay, yeah. So I think that might help some men, because I think some men are feeling they're just kind of locked behind a desk.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, we must go back to scripture itself. I mean, I think, you know, we can get weary, but when we read scripture in a humble way, the Lord does speak to us, and that refreshes us, gives us new perspective. So that's all. And of course, prayer as well. Sometimes, you know, when you're praying, the Lord draws near, and that in and of itself gives energy to us. So perhaps the place to kind of conclude here, we've talked about making a reasonable timetable. We've talked about self-care. We've talked about perhaps packaging sermons differently, but perhaps the place to finish as we think about sustaining this long term is back to being with God, and those verses from Isaiah 40. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary. I'm finding that with young pastors. And young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord, or those who wait upon the Lord, will renew their strength.
Yeah.
They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. I think that's probably, you know, always to spend time with God, I think is our best resource.
Yes.